Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast. This is where Matt shares all his ideas on how to be happier, more successful, and enjoy life to the fullest. Please go to mattogradycoaching.com and thelivinggratitudebook.com to learn more and receive your free micro coaching session with Matt.
Welcome to the Matt O'Grady Coaching Podcast, mattogradycoaching.com. Today I want to talk about small habits, little things that we can do every day to make our lives significantly better. And you may listen to this and already have a bunch of these down. And I know that some of these I have down, some of these I'm working on. They're all on my radar. And sometimes I'm really good at these habits, and other days I'm only okay. And that's all right. You know, we all have things, areas, aspects of our lives that we're working on, right? It just doesn't take all this, you know, huge amount of effort to change things in our lives. We want to work on our lives in a smarter way, not a harder way. And this list is really going to be touch a few different areas of our lives: physical health, mental, emotional, etc. So let's dive right into it. So the first one is drink water as soon as you wake up. This is one I've been doing for many years now, and I actually take it a step further. I always have a glass of water next to my bed. If I happen to wake up, I take a sip. And it's just a really great way to get more water, because once our day starts running, once you have your coffee or tea or whatever, you know, a lot of times we're not having water until lunchtime or after lunch, even if you get a different kind of drink with lunch. So that means like the first half of your day, you've got no hydration. So just having that half or even full glass of water right after you wake up within the first few minutes is a really great way to start the day. And the other thing, when we're first wake up, even if we're not going to do a full meditation, to just take a minute of consciousness. And it's the best to do right as you're getting out of bed, because that's right when the mind starts, right? When the worries can creep in, when the stress starts to begin. And we want to avoid that as much as possible. So even if you take 1 minute of feeling your feet on the floor, just as you're rising your body up and out of the bed, you just notice how you feel. Take a few deep breaths and just let yourself sit there. And you don't have to sit there for the whole minute. You could be conscious, putting your slippers on or getting whatever it is you're getting to go to the kitchen typically, or to the bathroom, you know, two of the spots that we typically go to after we wake up. And just bringing that consciousness to our lives, get a little water in, take care of the body, and then get a little consciousness, a little mindfulness in as we start our day, and that can really support us for the whole rest of the day. A couple others that I really like are, you know, trying to find ways to make sure we're eating fruit and vegetables. So I don't eat breakfast, but at lunch and dinner, I'm always trying to eat vegetables. And then in between, I'm eating fruit. So I find this to be a really great habit. Simple, easy, and just ask myself, where's my vegetable? Where's my fruit? You know, and sometimes my vegetables are more like onions and peppers, you know, but hey, it's still a vegetable and it's good. It may not be green, but it's all right. Have a salad afterwards, or also have a salad as a snack is a great way to do it. But just so important to kind of it be instilling these small, simple habits into our lives to make our lives tremendously better. Another one that I'm a huge fan of is stretching every hour. I may only stretch for 10, 15 seconds. You know, it depends on the day. But if we set our lives up, I'm stretching right now as I do this, just reaching up to the sky as I sit at my desk recording this for you, right? You can do that too while you're working. Great way to get up is to get up and do a quad and or hamstring stretch. Just open those legs up, because as we've been sitting, our calves, everything's getting tight, our hips, back, neck. So important. Just do a quick neck roll, which I'm also doing right now. Just little things like that that can make your day so much better. Then as you go through, I think there's, you know, dozens of these that we could instill. You guys know I'm a huge gratitude guy. I think finding a way to be grateful first thing in the morning, to add that into your routine too, like as you're practicing your consciousness, as you're practicing some mindfulness, you're just grateful for the bed you just got out of. You're grateful for the water that's next to your bed. Grateful for those slippers or for that coffee you're about to have or the running water in the shower that you're going to experience. You know, just simple, tiny, just these moments of gratefulness that really do help you feel better about your life. It's absolutely amazing. So there's so many different things for you to do. Another really small, tiny habit that I love to instill is kind of some sort of mantra, some sort of quote for the day. You know, they have calendars like that. There's apps where you can get those things. I'm just such a fan of that. So I've got a few things that I receive every day on email, on text, that just allow me to receive something really uplifting, positive, and inspiring every day. And I just literally take 10, 15 seconds, read it, feel it, think about it for a little bit. And then that kind of is part of my day, you know, as these things go on. I think there's just tremendous benefits to working these simple, easy techniques into our lives that really change the day and spreading them out. So you want to do some things in the morning, you want to do some things in the midday, in the later afternoon, in the evening, and then before bed. So if you can just, it all takes, I mean, if you combine all of these things, I don't even think I'm talking about 10 minutes, you know, you're just finding a way to take 10 minutes to radically change how you feel and how you experience your day. Really helpful. Really helpful. I think it's just massive, positive steps that can just really, really, really make a difference, especially when you start practicing these things long term. The compounding effect of that is just really good. So at the end of the day, I think it's really good, of course, once to think about what you were grateful from the day. Who was good to you? What good things happened? What did you enjoy? What made you laugh? What was a heartfelt experience? And just feeling all of those different things can really kind of settle you in as you relax for a really good night's sleep. You know, there's a few other bonus ones I'll add here that are really good, is pausing before responding to someone. So whether it's something that you want to hear or something you don't want to hear, or just you're kind of neutral about, doesn't matter. It's really helpful to just pause and just let what someone says to you be for a moment before you have a knee-jerk response, you know. And even when someone says, how are you? You know, even if you just take a moment to actually feel how you are before you respond, you know, it's a much more conscious kind of present in the moment response than and deciding whether you want to be honest with the person or not. You know, like sometimes you walk into a store and someone says, hello, how are you? You know, and you're like, hey, I don't know you. I'm not telling you anything. I'm good. How you doing? You know, but sometimes it's someone you really care about, you know, and you want them to know how you're actually doing. It's going to be really helpful to just, you know, check in and be honest with them. Well, I had a tough night's sleep or something like that, whatever it is. And there's just so many of these small, consistent habits, whether it's the gratitude, the meditation, the other things, the water, the food. Talk about these things that just add up over a lifetime to make such significant differences. And it's just amazing to be able to do. So that's it. I mean, there's so many more that I could add in. You know, one of my other favorites that I do every day is go for a walk. You know, whether it's a short walk or sometimes I go for an hour hike, depending on the day, you know, but walking, moving the body, in that way specifically for health reasons. So it's not just like you're walking to the car, you're walking to work, or, you know, those things. I mean, that's obviously good too, but choosing to walk for the enjoyment of walking is really a tremendous thing. Looking up at the sky and the trees and the birds and just kind of taking, or I like to walk at night too, and looking up at the stars and the moon and just kind of taking in the world and getting off a screen. Maybe I'm listening to something inspiring or music that I love. Another great thing to do before we go to sleep, rather than just watching TV and then going to bed like most people do, or watching their phones and going to bed. So anyway, I hope these were tremendously helpful to you, and let me know how it's going. Feel free to contact me, matt@mattogradycoaching.com, and let me know how any of these practices are going for you. I'd be happy to give you some complimentary coaching via email. Talk to you soon. mattogradycoaching.com.